This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 27th. God's word to you today is accept it. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2 verse 6, and it says, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. We can learn three things from Jesus, our perfect example of humility, from the story in Philippians 2, verses 6 to 11. Please read. The first thing is, I am humble when I accept that God knows more than I do. You're humble when you accept that God is wiser than you. It is foolishness to assume that you're wiser than God. True humility comes from admitting that God is wiser than you. Philippians 2, verse 6 says, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. The problem is, though we are far from being God, we sometimes think of equality with God. Did I hear you say, how is that possible? Simple example. God says A, but you say, how can it be A? Let me try another way, and maybe I'll get a better result. That is pride, arrogance even. It has nothing to do with God. You can color it any way you want or even baptize it. However, anything that is born of the flesh is flesh and remains flesh. It cannot be converted. On the other hand, everything born of the Spirit is spirit, remains spirit, and cannot be converted. I really believe that God's word is truth. I am educated and an avid reader. I know the process of reproduction in humans. However, that does not stop me from believing that a virgin conceived and gave birth to a son. I really believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day. I believe all this because I am not wiser than God. If God says it, then that is what it is. Doing what God says to do is actually the best way to simplify your life. It is in our foolishness that we try to do something different, and that is the deception of pride. The deception of pride was the root of Lucifer's issues. He said, I will be like God, I will build my throne like God, and I will ascend to the height. God said, no vacancy, and shut him down. This is paraphrased. Fast forward to when Satan went to Eve. What he told her was, when you eat this fruit, God knows that you will be like him, knowing the difference between good and evil. You will be sharp and able to discern things. This also is paraphrased. The same thing that happened to Lucifer was what he brought to Eve. The deception that God is trying to keep things from you, so stand up and be in charge of your life. The enemy is constantly pushing this lie out. Do not buy into it. We are humble when we accept that God is wiser than we are. Grace is what makes life easy. Nobody knows better than anybody. It is just grace. Every time we submit to God's truth, grace is available for us. The grace of salvation came to you when you accepted that Jesus died for you. Let us pray. Father, I admit that you are much wiser than I am, and I submit to your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.